USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The FDA has expanded its authorization of the antiviral drug remdesivir to some COVID-19 outpatients. The antiviral drug has been approved for patients age 12 and older who weigh at least 88 pounds with a positive COVID-19 test results. The FDA also revised the emergency use authorization for the drug to include pediatric patients under the age of 12 who are also experiencing mild symptoms. The actions will allow the patients to receive remdesivir through intravenous infusion for a total of 3 days. The FDA said while these actions provide another treatment option to reduce risk of hospitalization, remdesivir is not a substitute for vaccination. They stressed that vaccination remains the strongest preventative measure against COVID-19. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
It's really fantastic. You know, I'm pretty active sports-wise, and no muscle strains. I get up in the morning, like no stiff back, nothing. I never get sick. I mean, literally, never get sick. And if I feel like there's a little something coming on, I'll take like a mega dose. Next day, it's gone. I mean, just my overall health is fantastic. And I plan on continuing taking this because I'm convinced it absolutely contributes to your well-being, to your health. It's keeping you healthy. Let your body do what it's supposed to do.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
There's an update in the case of Gabby Petito, who was found dead in September in a national park in Wyoming. The FBI office in Denver said a notebook found near the remains of Gabby Petito's boyfriend, Brian Laundrie, shows an admission by Laundrie that he was responsible for her death. Laundrie immediately became the prime suspect. His body was found in October, and authorities say he killed himself. At least one person was injured in a four-vehicle crash in Los Angeles Friday, including a vehicle driven by Arnold Schwarzenegger. The actor and former California governor wasn't injured. Details are still emerging on what caused the crash. Authorities say the impact was so severe that the airbags in Schwarzenegger's SUV were released. Police say alcohol and drugs were not involved in the collision. So far, no one has been charged in the incident. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
4 Belarusian officials were charged with conspiracy to commit aircraft piracy, according to the Justice Department. A federal grand jury in New York indicted the 4 men who were accused of orchestrating the diversion of a Ryanair flight last May. None of the men are currently in custody, but the Justice Department said the United States looks forward to working with our foreign partners to bring them to justice. Flight 4978 was carrying 4 U.S. citizens and more than 100 other passengers on its way from Greece to Lithuania when it was forced to land in the Belarusian capital, Minsk, on May 23rd. At the time, Belarusian aviation authorities said a bomb threat was the reason for the diversion, but the White House later said it was diverted over false pretenses after a Belarusian journalist, Roman Protasevich, was arrested upon landing. The FBI said, "We allege the defendants carried out an elaborate scheme to fake a bomb scare which forced an airplane to make an emergency landing in their country so they could arrest a dissident journalist." The charge of conspiring to commit aircraft piracy carries a minimum sentence of 20 years. The Justice Department also accuses the 4 men of attempting to orchestrate a cover-up. In May, Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko confirmed that he gave the order for the Ryanair flight to land in Minsk while being escorted by a MiG-29 fighter jet. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.